You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. There's more jumping to look forward to in Punchestown on Thursday. Seven race cards to look forward to there, including the reappearance of Britain and Ireland's highest rated chaser, Don Cossack. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me on the line to look into the action is William Hill Radio's Irish racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Morning, Mark.
Are you well, sir?
Yeah, I'm yes. Good day today, isn't it? With a couple of the big stars from the Gordon Elliott stable, that's stripping their stuff most noticeably. Don Cossack, as you've already mentioned, in a race that he won last year. And of course, we've got the Game Changer, who continues his fantastic run of form in the Bookhouse Novices Chase, the Grade 3, half an hour earlier.
Yeah, it's a good time of year, isn't it? We start to get the better jumpers coming back out, and it'll be good to see them, won't it, today?
Oh, I can't wait, yeah. I mean, it's quite an early start for Don Cossack. I know he won it last year, but he's in a different place than he was 12 months ago, in the sense now he's a genuine bona fide Gold Cup horse. We didn't really know where he would be this time last year. We'd hoped, or Connection certainly did, that he would make the grade, and therefore you'd think they'd be sort of plotting a course slightly differently. But yeah, I think they've got the Haydock race in mind, haven't they, the Betfair Chase, yeah, after today, so they need to get a run into him somewhere along the line.
Yeah. I suppose they'll go there, and then they'll. Do you think they could consider trying to get the £1 million Triple Crown up if he were to win there?
Well, they've got to think big with this horse, haven't they? Yeah. There's no reason why. I mean, he's just a fantastic animal, as we've seen on many occasions. He only fluffed his lines really in the Cheltenham race, the Ryanair, which in hindsight probably, you know, looking at him now, he's not really his trip. He probably is better over 3 miles. Yeah, he's exciting.
Yeah, we've got all that to look forward to later on in the card, but let's get stuck into the earlier stuff. The 2:15 is the first race this afternoon. We start here with a maiden hurdle over 2 miles, and Mighty Concord is the 11-10 market leader, 9-4 for Figurative, 4-1 for Winter Lion, 13-2 for Supreme Vinny, and 25-1 or bigger prices for the others. So the market suggests that only a few of these should be involved, Andy, and Mighty Concord, who's been knocking on the door, heads the betting. What do you make of the 2:15?
Yeah, fairly modest start to the card. A couple of maiden hurdles actually at Punchestown the last few days have been quite sparse with their quality, and this one's no different. Jim Colotti could do with a change of fortune. He's almost like unlucky Alf at the moment off the Fast Show. He just can't buy a winner, and he had one the other day which looked like it was going to win and got swallowed up on the run in. And you know, with a horse that's got sort of 3 seconds by its name, do you want to go in at a short price? There's no doubt that he comes here probably just about holding the best form. Two runners-up spots behind two promising JP McManus horses on his last two starts. Certainly read well on paper. And a lot depends on, obviously, the state of fitness for Figurative, the second favourite, because it's having its first run for Gordon Elliott, previously with Sandra Hughes. And he's had two runs on soft or heavy ground, so we don't really know how he'll cope with the fast ground. Interesting little bit of money for Matthew Smith's horse, Winter Lion, this morning, a 77 rated horse on a flat. He's quite useful, certainly is on his day, and he's been running quite well throughout the summer months. And you chuck Supreme Vinny into the mix, who's a fairly consistent horse, and it makes him into quite a decent little contest. So which way you go here is quite a difficulty. I'd probably suggest Supreme Vinny is the each-way alternative here. I think he's sure to be in the first three. I think one of the front three will blow out one way or the other, either through fitness or lack of experience, and he should be able to pick up the pieces. So if you could get a place bet onto Supreme Vinny here because of his fitness and his times and his general well-being and form over 2 miles recently, I think that's probably the safest option in the first.
Supreme Vinny then each way or place in the first race. The second race is the 2:45. This one is a handicap hurdle over 2 miles. It's for 4-year-olds and older, rated 80-109. Whatever it takes is a well-backed favourite this morning, 11-4 into 9-4 at the time of recording this. 7-1 for Lost Book, Cool Fighter 10-1, 11-1 for Sizing Scorpion, 12 for Cillian's Well, and Hello Rosie, and Annie Allen is also 12s, as is Rock on Bark, and 14-1. Or bigger prices for the others. We'll start with the market leader here, Andy. Whatever it takes, because I'm sure you'll have seen him run at Dundalk the other day, win at Dundalk the other day, and he's back over hurdles in pretty good nick by the looks of things.
Yeah, that wasn't a great surprise that he won the other day, because he'd been in fair form over hurdles, and of course he ran well on the flat the time before as well. It was interesting, though, that he had the first-time visor on, which enabled him to spark into life and win that race so easily on the poly track. Of course, he won by 4.5 lengths. And Mallory Heights, who was third, I tipped that horse on Sunday at the Curra out of that race, and he ran really well at HQ with a good running. I think he finished second or third, didn't he, at that final handicap. So that form doesn't look too shabby. But he hasn't got the visor on tonight, today. That's a slight concern if you're sort of, you know, nitpicking. I mean, he does wear the cheek piece, and he's worn the cheek pieces a few times over hurdles in recent times. And he was a good 30 the last day at Kilbeggan when he was over hurdles behind Pacelli Road. He comes out quite well on my figures, and he probably just about sets a standard here. I mean, the fact that Lost Book is second favourite pretty much tells you the sort of dynamics of this race, because, I mean, he's been a frustrating character. Sorry, she's been a frustrating character for so long now, it's hard to muster up any enthusiasm for her. Cool Fighter jumped terribly the other day at Clonmel when he was strongly fancied. There's a bit of money for Cillian's well. Obviously, we've got Size and Scorpion. He hasn't run for a while, so we don't really know where we stand with him. I think Rock on Back could run well. I think if I was looking for an alternative against the Fav, I do think that horse will run all right. He was involved in a very hot race at Garran the other day, and he made the run in. The only problem is he tends to sort of like fade in the latter stages when he's pressed, so it's a difficult exercise to make all the running here at Punchestown. And that might just be his undoing, but he could hang on and finish in the frame in a big price. But whatever it takes does set what seems to be a reasonable standard in this race. The ground's fine for him, and he's off his old mark, winning mark. So let's go with the Nomad and train 7-year-old.
Whatever it takes, Randy, then, in the 2:45. The third race on the card is the 3:20. This one is a handicap hurdle over 2.5 miles. The market headed by Hattrick Seeking Jarob, who's 4-1 into 7-2 at the time of recording this. 4-1 for Master Appeal, who's also been nibbled from fives this morning. 11-2 for Steel Wave. Burren Bridge Lodge is 13-2. 7-1 for Furricane, and 8-1 for Ballynabula Prince. 12s or bigger for the others. Who would you side with in the 3:20, Andy?
Well, I can certainly see why Jarob's favourite here, or strongly fancied. He was obviously very impressive over fences the other day. Surprised that Connections haven't stuck with that obviously new project for this strapping chasing type. They've decided to come back over hurdles and exploit what could be a decent mark. So he's an interesting runner, ground in his favour. But I'm a big fan of Master Appeal, who won for us a few starts ago down in Tremor, landed the nap that day, and he managed to win next time out at Clonmel. He went to Listowel, strongly fancied. Graham probably would have gone against him, but he still ran really well behind Buster Dandan in a very strongly run race. And then he went to Garran the other day, heavily backed from, I think it was 8 to 10 in the morning, down to favouritism, short price-ish. And unfortunately, unseated rider very early on. He jinked to the left and gave his pilot absolutely no chance. I don't even really know why he did that. Just a bit of a bizarre thing that just have to put down to just one of those things. But he's got his ground again. He's got this perfect trip. Tracks would suit him fine. And I do like Master Appeal. I think he's a talented horse, so he's the number one choice. The other one to consider is Furricane as well, another horse who's been a model of consistency throughout the summer months. He was second the other day behind Do Try Dolly down in Garran in a decent figure race. And largely speaking, he's usually there or thereabouts. I think the dropping back into the 2.5 mile trip is absolutely bang on. And he's also a one to consider at a nice price. But Master Appeal, he gets a number one choice, basically because of his consistency and the fact I think he's still got more to come.
Master Appeal for Andy then in the 3:20. The 3:55 is the first of the grade threes on the card this afternoon. This one is a grade three novice chase over 2.25 miles. The game changer is the 11-10 favourite, supported from 11-8 this morning as well. 11-4 for Sizing Platinum, Miss Dynamic 4-1, 9-1 for Right Down the Middle, and Shantou Flyer is 12-1. Recent form between the game changer and Sizing Platinum as well, Andy. Do you see it between those two, and will the game changer come out on top again?
I hope so, yeah. I'm a big fan of the Game Changer. He's kind of won me over in many respects, particularly his last two thirds. You've got to like, you almost have to chuckle at this horse because he's not the most resolute, we know that, but he certainly hadn't been in the past, but ever since he's gone over fences, he just seems to have turned over a new leaf. OK, he sort of reverted to type a few runs ago behind Rock the World, but I've insisted on many occasions that Jessica Harrington charges a very decent horse on good ground, and it was just the fact that it was that stiff track that did him. But on a flat track, the game change is absolutely deadly. He went to Roscommon and he made Sergeant Platinum look really slow, to be fair. King of the Picks, who was third, he's won subsequently, so I think that form's solid. The times that this horse has been doing as well throughout the summer have been exceptionally good. And once again, he was just far too good the other day. They actually stepped him up to 2.5 miles, but given a typically quiet ride from Ruby Walsh, he crept his way into the race, came there swinging on the bridle, going out in the last, and then found a nice change of pace when required on the running to beat the very useful Rock the World, who was obviously a very strong stayer. So once again, it just shows you that Gordon Elliott's found the key to this horse, and while he's in the kind of form he is, I'm going to stay with him. Gordon's obviously running him on good ground while the conditions are in his favour before putting him away and perhaps bringing him back in the spring. He won't be running him this horse in the winter. And he could be one for one of the big festivals later on in the year. Don't forget he's rated 151 already over fancy, so he's right up to Arkle standard already. Round about 11 to 10 this morning with most firms. You've got to be on the game changer.
The game changer for Andy then in the 3.55. The 4.30 is another Grade 3. This one is a Grade 3 chase over 2 miles and 7 furlongs. Don Cossack heads the market at 2-9. 8-1 for Callin Annam. Wadami is 10-1. 12-1 for Bright New Dawn. And Aaron Hill Chief is 66-1. It's all about Don Cossack here, isn't it, really, Andy?
Yeah, I mean, this horse is just a special animal, isn't he? He's always been highly regarded right from his bumper days. And just took him a while, really, to get to the position he's in now. He's rated 175. And you'd almost suggest that he's just coming into his own now. He's actually probably at the peak of his powers, or maybe this season is the one that really takes him into another stratosphere. Using my speed figures as a guide, most good chasers, you're looking at probably, on my analysis, you're looking at them running to a speed figure around about 70, 75. That's a very good time. Anything over 75 is very good. Don Cossack last year went 77, 78, 78, 79, 82, 84. Every single run, he got better, he got quicker. And then he finally won the Punchestown Gold Cup. Really kind of like stamping his authority on the best chasers around, the likes of Jackadam and Road to Riches. And clearly this track plays into his strength as well. He ran this race last year, so it's a good starting point for Gordon Elliott. And it's interesting he's got two other runners in the race as well. Obviously, Bright New Dawn making his seasonal reappearance, and Roy Demers won this race before. I'd imagine they'll just be in there just to they'll be there to blow away the cobwebs and let the number one star in the yard strut his stuff at the head of affairs. Obviously, Carolyn Annam's got some decent recent form, and she'll probably be vying for the runner-up spot, given that she's fit and well, and good ground's obviously in her favour. But be absolutely flabbergasted, as the market suggested, Don Cossack gets beat here. And really, the sky's the limit for this horse, and if things all go according to plan, you could see him very much being one of the favourites for the Gold Cup next season.
Don Cossack to kick off with a win then in the 4.30. The 5.05 is the sixth race on the card. This one is a handicap chase over 3 miles and 1 furlong for qualified riders. King Leon is 3-1. It's 5-1 for Best Value. Much Once More is 5-1. 6-1 for Katie Dew. Abarta is also sixes. 13-2 for Gold Patrol. And nines are bigger for the others. Who would you side with in the penultimate race?
Yeah, I'll probably go with Martin Brazel, 7-year-old here, Much Once More. Of course, Martin's got an excellent prospects on this card already with several fancied horses early on in the day. And I quite like this horse, actually. He ran really well last time out. I tipped him down in Clonmel, and although he finished third behind King Leon, I just think the track didn't really do him any favours. And around this more galloping circuit, he's got a chance of coming into his own because he does want a better test than what he received the other day. He's a proper stayer, and he was doing some good work late on in that race around Clonmel. So he's definitely improving, and he's already won a chase as well, so it's not as if we're sort of like waiting for him to spring into life. The form's already there for us to see. Good ground's absolutely fine for him, and he does jump quite solidly. So Much Once More, I went with him last time out, but I'm not just tipping him because I'm looking to follow him over cliff. I genuinely believe that this track will definitely play into his strengths today.
And on to the final race in Punchestown this afternoon. This is the 5.35. We finish here with a 2 mile bumper, and Gunnery Sergeant is the 5-4 market leader. 6-4 for Golden Birthday, 100-30 for Criminate. Robin Desmana is, or Desmana is 20-1, and 33s or bigger for the others. Not really much form to go on in the last, Andy. So what would you do in the lucky last?
Yeah, I'm always looking towards Liz Dahl horses in bumpers. She's got a really good record in these kind of events, and her form currently is absolutely sensational. Horses such as Annie Irish, Tigrone, Wizzy Rascal, Last Goodbye, of course, that won a bumper. Wizzy Rascal, by the way, that won a bumper as well. Think It Planted, Do It won as well. That won a bumper the other day at Tremor. And generally speaking, you know, all the horses in National Flat Races are absolutely bang on the money. She had Burroughs Lane the other day in the hands of Finny McGuire, which just got beat at Fairy House. So she obviously knows where she stands at the moment with these kind of horses. And Golden Berthy, of course, is well-bred, has been punted already this morning before I do the podcast, which certainly suggests that this horse has been doing some nice things at home. She's a bit of a selling yard as well, Liz Doyle. She's produced several good horses in the past. I can't quite remember the horse off the top of my head. I'm pretty sure one of them finished second in the Champion Bumper. So she's very much an early schooling trainer. She gets them ready, produces them to win first time out, and then obviously they get snapped up for a decent money and they move on. I think this is the way this horse is going to go. And the fact that Finny McGuire has been booked as well is obviously another positive. So Golden Birthday, a very intriguing runner in the final race.
All right, as usual, Andy, let's just have a quick summary, if you'll spin us through your selections for Punchestown one more time.
Yeah, probably more in keeping with yesterday, a watching day rather than anything else. Supreme Vinny's the token, each way choice in the first. Second race, I'll go with the last time out winner on the All Weather, Whatever It Takes. The 320, I'm quite a big fan of Master Appeal. Don't see any reason why I should oppose him here. Game Changer, just love this horse. 355, he's probably the best bet on the card. 430, all roads lead to Don Kostak, and barring accidents, he should win that. Much Once More is a strong recommendation in the 505. And in the final race, Golden Birthday, obviously related to Don Polly as well, none other than. He's got a good chance of winning first time out for the informed Liz Doyle.
Superb. Good work, Andy. Thank you very much. Good luck and enjoy Punchestown this afternoon.
I certainly will. Thanks, mate.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.